You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 AKLZ.
We've been talking about Father's Day, of course, this weekend. And to be honest, none of us have our fathers around.
Right.
But we thought it'd be interesting to see what kind of letter we would compose.
Yeah.
If you could write that final letter to your dad.
And, I mentioned a few times on Facebook Live. Now, I lost my dad just 2 years ago. Mike, you lost your dad now, what, about 15? Was it about
12,
14?
15 years ago.
Yeah. And Morty, your dad died when you were four.
32
right?
years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everybody's from a little different perspective, you know, probably has something different to say or certainly different memories.
You know what, Carla, and I never thought about this. Morty, we didn't even ask you if you wanted to
I know. I know at one point it was like, oh, wait a second. Hold it. That might be.
Are you comfortable doing this?
I know.
Yeah. No, I am. I am.
Okay. Do you want to go ahead?
Oh, are we doing it now?
Yes.
Are we doing it now?
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Okay.
Dear Dad. I don't have many memories of you from my childhood, but the memories I do have are ones I've kept and cherished. I still have the shirt you bought me when I was three, a simple shirt with my name airbrushed in blue, and even though I can only fit my arm in the whole shirt now, it's still a reminder of you. Even though it wasn't many times that I had to do this, I miss sitting in the garage waiting for you to come home to see what you would surprise me with. Within a short period of time, I wouldn't truly understand, but I would learn that these moments would come to an end. I remember that while you were sick and at home, you still tried to be strong when I was around, even though you were clearly not well.
I don't know if I can finish it.
I can't even.
Oh,
know.
My gosh.
Go ahead.
You weren't in my life for long, but you were more of a father. Oh, my God.
I know. I can't. This was a dumb idea.
You want to take a break?
This is a bad idea.
No. I can do it.
Okay.
But you were more of a father in that short period of time than I could ever ask for. I remember the day you left us and my new father figure stepped up. Mom was the strongest person and did the most amazing job a single mom and father could do. I wasn't greeted with gifts on the daily, but she gave me the gift of knowledge and how to be a strong, independent person. Fast forward 32 years, and I'm here doing what I love, and it was all because of you, Mom. So on this upcoming Father's Day, because I can't visit you like I used to at your resting place, I wish you a very happy Father's Day. Your short 4 years in my life means more than the world to me. And to Mom, happy Father's Day, too. I make sure to always make it known how great of a father figure you were to me, cheering me on at school activities, sports, and life decisions. And don't worry, even though you're a woman, I always want to make sure you get the most Father's Day-ish gift possible. Power tools, sports memorabilia, car parts. It's a mystery. But most importantly, I want to wish you and Dad a very happy Father's Day. Love, the son.
Oh, Lordy Morty.
Oh, man.
Poosh.
You know what?
Wow.
Oh, my God. Mm. Good job.
Man.
You know what? I thought I was going to do mine right after him.
No.
I might wait.
Yeah, we might need to.
All right. Take a deep breath, everybody. God. We have more coming up. People texting in, responding to Morty's letter to his dad.
I can barely read these. Jeez. Well, Rosemary said, oh, gee, thanks, Morty, for making me cry while I'm driving. Somebody else wrote, and this is really nice. I wanted to say how much Morty's letter meant to me. I lost my father at the age of 56 3 years ago after a three-week battle with cancer. Are you kidding? After moving across country to be closer to my mom and dad's resting place, I found your morning show. Your music is exactly what my dad listened to, and it makes me feel like he's near me every single day. Thank you for making me feel my dad daily. I love and miss him so much. Tom said, well, holy shnikey. I'm making fun of something 1 minute and crying the next. Why not play Mike and the Mechanics, The Living Years, or Luther's Dance with My Father so I can go straight to ugly crying and snot bubble crying?
Wow.
Yeah, no, that was really very touching, Morty. It really, really was. Man,
you asked off the air what song Morty's dad really, if we would have played this under Morty reading his letter.
Right.
Yeah.
It just, you couldn't have done it. What song was it?
It was CCR's Bad Moon Rising.
Oh, wow.
Because
that was the song
right
you played all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would never have made it through if you guys had played
all right.
That.
Well, after Mike was going to play the, come on, the funeral march.
Well,
what
no.
I know.
My dad passed away about, I think, 13, 14 years ago.
We were over at the other station, right?
Yeah. I believe so.
2002, I think, maybe, Mike?
Maybe.
2001, I'd have to check.
See, I'm such
longer.
A terrible son.
No, I know. Don't you?
God.
Yes, that's it.
Dear Dad, it seems like a long time since we talked, but I thought I'd drop you a line. With Father's Day coming up, I don't think I've ever told you this, but I am truly sorry for everything. As I look back now, I realize how much pain I caused you. But the good news is, I finally grew up. Wish there was a way to pay you back for everything. Remember Jody? Brought her down to see you one weekend. She visited you in the hospital. Well, guess what? I married her. Yes, I did it again. But this one is for keeps. She's awesome. Truly makes me a better person. Your granddaughter Kelly is married. Gave us a grandchild. Ethan's great. Turned 7 years old. Expecting a granddaughter near the end of the year. And Nicole is fine, living in Southern California. So I'm still working in radio here in Vegas, around some amazing people. A few more years, who knows? But I miss you, Dad, and still have fond memories. The Indiana State Fair, where he yelled out Moon River for Andy Williams to sing Moon River with embarrassing as an 11-year-old. Building the snow slide in our backyard, a round of golf, where I actually got a hole-in-one, and so many more. Want you to know that you were a great father. With everything you said, everything you did, I look back now with amazing appreciation. You set the bar very high, not only as a father, but as a man. I know at one time you had your doubts about my potential. I just hope you can look down now. You can smile and say to yourself, he turned out okay. Love you, Dad. P.S. Say hi to Mom. You should also know my room is very clean.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yes. Yes, Mike. That's awesome. That is awesome. I know a lot about some of those things being with you this long, but yes, Mike's dad always used to say, messy room, messy life.
Yes, so. And my room was messy.
I love right. that. I love it.
I'm done.
Okay, that's
can
it.
You do
and
it?
We're done with those. Yeah, I can do it.
We've been reading these letters that we wrote to our fathers.
Yes.
None of us have our fathers with us anymore.
No.
Morty did an amazing job, lost his father at the age of 4. And Morty, you even amazed yourself. This was not something
Jeez.
That...
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I just say, you got a couple of... April wrote in and said that was absolutely beautiful, Mike. Teresa said, really beautiful, Mike, especially the Jody part and mentioning you did it again.
Well, it's not like he doesn't know.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I know. Jennifer said, thank you for sharing these letters. I got to be honest, when I heard you were doing it, I thought, wow, that's got to be really emotional. I don't know that I could get through sharing, you know, this type of thing without some tears.
Neither did we.
I know. I don't get nervous about much. Nothing makes me
nervous.
Are
you ready?
But, yeah.
Okay, I have special music yes. for you.
Okay.
All right, it's not sappy
God.
Music.
Oh, okay, okay.
But every
okay.
time I think about your dad, and I knew him, I knew
yes.
your dad and your mom.
Yeah.
But I think of this song.
He used to play this all the time.
He
this
rocked
help.
This
yeah,
song.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, Dad, so a few years before you, Mom said goodbye right after Father's Day, and you said goodbye 2 years ago, not long after Father's Day, so no. It will never have quite the same meaning that it once did. Every single day, I still want to pick up the phone and talk to you and Mom and hear you say, hey, Carly, how's the show going? And how's Mike? He's so damn good at what he does. Always. How are Monica and Chris? Are they doing okay? Where's the next gig? Every single day, I miss all of those things that as a kid, you think will always be there and will never go away. I still have the voicemail from you that Monica sent to me. I listen to it occasionally. I miss your voice. I miss the constant music that was playing in the house all the time. There's a bit of a void when it comes to that now. Thank you for making me who I am, you and Mom, because you really were a package deal. You'll be glad to know that I'm still stubborn, quite opinionated, still don't play piano well, and I'm still quite the procrastinator. I hate watching shows from the audience because of you, so I still hang around backstage to watch most shows that we put on and that I go see. Thank you for giving me my sense of humor and my wit. Then, of course, Mom fine-tuned it with her sarcasm. You gave me the ability to make my own decisions, even though you always had a suggestion, and you always made me feel very secure about who I am and what I could be. You only encouraged me, never discouraged me or Mark or Matt when we said what we wanted to do, even when I said at 8 years old that I was going to be a comedian. I miss you being in my audience. Once you got over your own nervousness of watching me perform, you gave me great advice when I was first starting out as a comic because you knew the business. I remember the very last time you came to see me and you said, Carly, I have no more advice for you. I think you know how to do this now. Some of your very last words to me were, have fun and have a good life, Carly. If you have half as good a life as me and your mom had, your life will be great. I love you with all my heart. And by the way, I still make sure everyone knows that I'm Italian. I love you beyond reason, Dad. You're a little PIA.
I don't know if we should applaud or what we do.
Whatever you want to do.
That was amazing. You know what? I will. I will. That was a... I don't think there's a dry eye in this studio. You okay?
Yeah, everything just seems to have froze up on me.
Okay.
Let me see here. Let's try that.
But people are texting
in,
responding to your letter to your dad.
Yeah. Manuela said, all of you are wrecking me. I lost my dad 6 years ago, and I miss him every day. Thank you for sharing. But please stop now. I don't want to cry anymore. Jeez. Teresa said, wow, very, very touching, you guys. The fact that you all sat down and did this makes me think that I should do the same thing. Might help me get through a few things. I just lost my dad about a year ago. Robin also said, wow, makes me want to write my father a letter, who I also just lost about 10 months ago. Very hard to listen to you guys, but also very refreshing in some odd way.
I think my letter could have even been longer. But I was worried about time.
Yeah, well,
because
yeah.
There was
I
don't know about you,
always
how you felt, Morty, or even you, Carla.
Right,
but
yeah.
As I started writing, I started thinking of more stuff, and I go, "Well, should I mention that? No, it doesn't make sense.
Right.
Yeah, nobody's gonna care.
Well, it was your letter,
but,
so you know you wrote. I think it was good what you wrote. And I got to be honest, knowing your dad just a little bit, I think he would have really appreciated that.
Yeah,
I think he'd appreciated that, and then grabbed the clubs, and you guys would have gone to play golf.
That hole in one. We played. Check this out. I played with my dad. It was me, my dad, and my other cousin Mike. Three Mikes.
Right.
We had three Mikes, and we're playing over at Angel Park.
Right.
And it was a par three. I struck it real well, and I thought it went over the green. And I walk up, and my dad goes, "I think it went in." And I said, "No." So I kept looking. I went beyond the hole first to look, and then couldn't find it. And I said, you know what? What the hell? I'll look.
Yeah.
And there it was.
I couldn't find it. And
I don't think I've ever seen him more prouder.
That's so cool.
For the fact that, you know, my kid just got a hole in one.
And
we all got to play together.
That's really cool.
And I didn't play golf with my dad very often.
Right. Right.
But it was so cool that I have that memory with him. And hopefully he has it too.
Wow.
So
and three Mikes on the course all drinking.
Three Mikes.
Mike.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, you know what? It might be very helpful for everybody to do that if you've lost your dad.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.